New day,
new you.
Wake your ass.
Only
strong, strong, positive.
Monday through Friday. Fucking gratitude. Be mindful. You're listening to May I Elaborate? Daily wisdom from me, J.B. Smooth. Out here in Southern California, we always have issues with energy conservation. They're always pleading with us to turn shit off. And I'm not going to argue with that. If you're not using something, unplug that motherfucker. But you don't need me to tell you that. That's some obvious shit. But here's an extra tip for you. Unplug shit that you're not using, because sometimes, even if that shit is off, it still draws energy. Sometimes we have shit on our mind, shit that is not important or imperative, but for some reason, we can't stop thinking about it. And this is metaphorically speaking. You lay in bed? What did my boss mean when he said that? Now, this is some shit your boss said 2 months ago. But for some reason, that shit is still lingering in your damn head. See? That conversation is still plugged in. And it's still draining energy. You still plugged in. You still plugged the fuck in. See that? Here's what you need to do. Stop putting one and two together. Has your boss said anything since? Is your boss treating you any differently? If the question to both of those is no, then unplug that shit. See, Miles? Unplug that shit. Unplug it.
Yeah.
Fucking plug it. Stop letting it drain energy. It is draining your fucking energy. Now, if there's something you need to deal with, you plug that shit back in and you deal with it. You plug it in and deal with that shit. Also, without other shit plugged into that power strip, you will have all the room you need to plug that bitch in and work it out. Don't crowd your goddamn outlet. Don't overwhelm the circuit and use your energy wisely. The last thing you need in the middle of something very important is a goddamn blackout.
You know, very often you do these and some of them, they just land. Like this one is landing with me right now. I got something that's plugged in that doesn't need to be plugged in. And if you don't mind, I need to deal with it right now.
You do that, Miles.
Okay.
You know what? You do it. Do it. No, and I'm tell you why, Miles. And see, you deal with something, you get a fucking blackout. And you know what happens in blackouts, Miles? People start looting and taking shit.
I don't want any looting because we have to do the podcast and I want to focus the energy. But I tell you what's plugged into me now and I can't. You said put one and two together earlier. It's you put two and two together. No one says put one and two together.
People say one and two all the time, Miles. You just don't hear them. You have to haven't met that person. Put one and two together. See? People say two and two, of course, but those are people who are stuck in a certain place. But you put two and one together, guess what happens? People notice it and give it fucking attention. See, you put two and two, people always hear two and two. You put one and two together, people start doing the math, and they're sitting there thinking three.
They got to sit and think on one and two?
Fuck yeah, because they never heard one and two before.
It's easy math, though.
You want to throw a motherfucker off, Miles? Here's what you say. You say, put 627 divided by five together. Shit. You know, and just walk away and leave those motherfuckers baffled, Miles.
Well, that's like a math teacher doing that. That's like a math teacher doing that to their class. But you used it as an expression.
But I'm telling you, I have used 627 divided by five several times. The plot thickens. Now, you're going to fuck around and fail this quiz. You're going to pull out your phone and try to cheat under the table. You put your phone out and put your calculator on your fucking phone out. But I see you. I see you.
Yeah, no, I don't think there's a calculator in the world that would help me with a math exam you would give.
Well, we'll see.
Well, it's still plugged in, but I got to plug one other thing in, and that's the show. Hi, I'm Miles, and thanks for joining us for a new day of May I Elaborate Daily Wisdom from JB Smooth. Every day, we discuss a quote from a daily calendar to see if JB can squeeze even more wisdom and inspiration out of it. Today's quote comes from the calendar, "You're doing a freaking great job." This quote is from somebody I know you really like.
Let's go. Let me see where that is, Miles.
Those who dance are considered insane by those who can't hear the music, and that's by George Carlin.
Oh, Miles. You just tugged at my heartstrings. You know, I love me some George Carlin.
Legend.
Oh, fucking legend. Fucking legend. Goddamn right, Miles. Oh, man. You know what? We're going to dive into this one. I need to gather my thoughts and shit. I love this man.
I agree. Those who dance are considered insane by those who can't hear the music. I feel like we're going to be hearing, well, you're going to be hearing a lot of music through this one that we're going to be straining to hear, but I look forward to it. Welcome back to May I Elaborate, Daily Wisdom from J.B. Smoove. The quote we're looking at today is, those who dance are considered insane by those who can't hear the music. And I'm going to say his name one more time. George Carlin.
Oh, I love him. Coming to the stage, George Carlin. I love it. Oh, my gosh. Let's dive in. You've been to a club. It's late. You've danced your ass off. And now you're sitting for a bit, enjoying a drink and taking in the crowd. Ooh. Your music is pumping and people are doing their thing. All of a sudden, you see that one person, their gender or sexual identity isn't important. So let's call them Jesse. One of those gender fluid names. Yeah, a lot of gender fluid names, Miles. Although I have met a woman named Willie.
I can see that.
Now Jesse's having a good time. I mean, by the looks of it, Jesse is having a much better time than anyone else in the club. The thing is, although Jesse is dancing, I mean, there is no fucking question there. There is one question, though. What the fuck is Jesse dancing to? Because it damn sure ain't what the DJ is playing. No, everybody sees Jesse. I mean, most people are looking at Jesse like, what the fuck? And Jesse looking like, I don't give a fuck.
There's always that person in a club. And you got to give them space, too, because they're... their area that they're consuming is kind of unpredictable.
Unpredictable. You don't know what the fuck gonna happen here. You know what I mean? But you give them enough room to express themselves. See? Because Jesse don't give a fuck what's going on.
Jesse is just dancing.
That's right, man. That's fucking dancing. You ever watch the Peanuts?
Yeah.
And the Peanuts, when fucking Snoopy's dancing and shit, little fucking legs is moving real fast. He's fucking dancing. I love Snoopy. I love how Snoopy, when he does that, he's fucking dancing. He's fucking happy. He's in his own world. That little motherfucking dog. Oh, my God, man. See, that's partly what I think the great and legendary comedian George Carlin was saying, Miles. Jesse hears music that we can't, and the name of the song is, I don't give a fuck what you think. See? I'm going to do me. You ever heard of that expression, Miles? Dance like no one is watching? Well, I think the true brilliance is to be able to dance knowing others are watching and not caring. Having the freedom of mind not to fucking care. That's called being oblivious. Fabulous and oblivious.
So Jesse is living Jesse's best life. Hearing music that we don't hear and not caring. Sounds good.
Now look, not to make this whole shit about Jesse, because to be honest, after a while, I had to stop watching Jesse. You know what I mean? I couldn't do it no longer. So you know why? Because Jesse was throwing off my fucking rhythm. I mean, to be honest, as far as I know, Jesse wasn't actually fearless or brilliant or any of that shit. But maybe just instead some uncoordinated drunk motherfucker with a ginger fluid name who had a back spasm on the goddamn dance floor. Hey, hell, not just a back spasm, but arms, legs, and feet. All that shit was spasm. But can't help but think, what if Jesse wasn't drunk? But Jesse was hearing something else. Do brilliant people hear shit we don't, Miles? Did Steve Jobs hear shit we didn't? And if so, why the fuck didn't he make it available on iTunes? Are there tunes that geniuses hear not available to us because we can't hear it or because we're too damn skeptical to fucking hear it? Did the motherfucker who invented the parachute hear a tune no one else did? And when he jumped off a mountain or out of that damn plane, did that fucking tune play in his head? Drown out the sounds of people around him yelling, don't jump! Don't jump!
Yeah, that had to be... The first one to do a lot of things is definitely someone hearing a tune that we don't hear.
And know what, Miles? Here's another thing I do all the time. when I see someone doing something, no matter what it is, I still say, don't jump. See? See? No matter what it is. Now I got the attention. So they're looking like, what the fuck are you talking about? Don't jump. I'm not on a ledge. I'm not on a plane.
You know, you look for signs in life, and maybe there's a lady and the guy asked to marry her, and she's thinking about it, and you said, don't jump, and then she takes it as a sign not to jump into marriage.
Miles, you know how many brides I caused to run out of the fucking chapel by saying, don't jump? And they say, oh, I can't do this. And they run out that motherfucker. I just saved that person's life.
Okay, I think you had us pretty early with Jesse, although you did add a bit of doubt that Jesse could just be uncoordinated and suffering from back spasms. But I like to believe that Jesse, as you said, was dancing and not even caring. So back to the quote, one last time, those who dance are considered insane by those who can't hear the music. End this.
Here's how I end this. I know people need this. There's a lot of Jessies out there, Miles. And it's a lot of people watching those goddamn Jessies, Miles. So let's reel this in. It's really easy to be skeptical of the Jessies of the world. Dancing to the beat of their own damn drum. Or dancing to the beat of a tuba, a harmonica, a kazoo. It don't matter. Miles, what's the name of that damn instrument? Miles, you step on with your foot and it makes the sound of a horn. It's like a horn is tied to your foot.
Yeah, I don't know that that's a thing.
Okay, I'm gonna go to a music store and see if I find one of those. I always love those.
Can I come with you when you do that?
I would love to. Yeah, come on, Miles. We'll both get one.
All right. If they have one, I'll buy you one.
And if they don't have it, we'll just go buy some horns and some duct tape.
Yeah, I think that's what we're gonna wind up doing.
We'll see. So I'm just saying, maybe if you quiet the voices in your head that are busy judging everything around you, including you, maybe if you can just get yourself to a state of open-minded quiet, you just might hear the song of your genius.
Wow. Hey, man, you often, when we close the show, you talk, and I have to hear something else. I have to hear my own music, which is the close of the show. So what is it you'd like to talk about as I end the show?
I'm going to get myself to that music store and get one of
there
those horns.
Go. Thanks for joining us on another episode of May I Elaborate? Daily wisdom from J.B. Swartz. It's like I put a dollar in the jukebox, and then he just starts playing. Like I picked a song, and then he's playing. Anyway, I want to give a special thanks to Workman Publishing and a jukebox for the younger people. It's a machine that they'd have in a bar and put money in, and it would play music. They have them now, but it's different. Anyway, I want to give a special thanks to Workman Publishing for letting us borrow from the calendar. You're doing a friggin' great job. As always, we hope you had a good time and maybe we're even inspired along the way. Before you go, please leave us a comment while you're at it, a great review on Apple Podcasts. And thanks for leaving so many of your favorite quotes. Please continue to do so because we promise from time to time to pick a few and feature them on the show. Once again, I'm Miles. And he's
the inventor of the foot horn. And then you put one on each foot and you go jogging. You go fucking jogging with that horn on your foot, causing trouble. What? And you have one under each arm and one on each foot.
You know, they have a shoe horn, JB, but it just helps you with putting your shoe on.
Which don't make no goddamn sense. It don't make no fucking sense. Well, why would they confuse people like that?
If how about this? If when your heel finally got in there, it would go to let you know your foot got in there.
Oh, man, Miles, what a great invention. Because sometimes you don't know if your foot is all the way in or not.
Sometimes you're messing up the back of your shoe because it's crinkled a little bit.
Oh, man, Miles, genius, fucking genius. We need to start this company, man, and just start inventing cool shit like that.
This has been a Team Coco production.